The president says bye. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After being criticized for being too down on the economy, the president waved the green flag.
Buying stocks is a potentially good deal if you've got a long-term perspective on it.
And across town, John McCain waved the red flag.
There's really no justification for, at these difficult times, $1.7 million for pig odor research in Iowa.
Actually, if you live within a mile of a pig farm, that's probably a bargain. But while the politicians compete over the storyline in Washington, out here in the real world, we're starting to notice something. There are a lot of bargains. Not just homes, where prices are down 40% in some areas, but car dealers will bargain with anybody whose feet can reach the pedals. Even grocers. In Phoenix, a gallon of milk was on sale for $1.60, half of what it was last year. Brand name cereal, under $2. Worth going on a grocery vacation. Minnesota Timberwolves dropped season ticket prices 44.3% in the upper deck. Even Blu-ray high-definition DVDs are down 40%. Even cocaine prices have plunged. Reports from the UK say a line goes for under $2. And at some point, even people who lost money in the market begin to notice something. What's left of your stash is starting to look like it's worth almost as much as what you had before. It's not the number that matters. It's what it can buy. So if your nest egg drops from $100,000 to $50,000, yes, you've lost 50% and that's bad. But if the price of the things you want to buy also drops 50%, you're even. Just don't go anywhere near a doctor's office. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.